Morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show once again.
Good morning.
We are Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yi Wing Tong. How are you today, Dr. Tong?
Great. Well, we have a guest, but we're still trying to reach him. He's from Utah. He was referred to me by James Robeson, who came to me from Utah all the time in the beginning, like 7 years ago, with irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, that he sometimes would have no bowel movement in 2 weeks. I cure him, and subsequently he also bring me his son, Kevin, 14-year-old, with severe muscle spasm. He's a runner, but then summer ago he could not even run. As soon as he run, he got muscle spasms. He came here, had two treatments, and went back and was placed up in the top 10% in his team, which is one of the top teams in the United States. But anyway, Stuart came to me. He was really, really healthy. He skied 7 days a week, like just before he went to Korea, 7 days a week for 12 hours, or 8 hours to 12 hours, if you say, you know, work for 12 hours. But anyway, and suddenly he became really sick. And I was hoping that we can get a hold of him. Yeah, he know our time. So we're still trying to get a hold of him. Why don't we got some callers. Why don't we start talking to get Beverly on the line first?
Hello, Beverly.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from Huntington Beach, and I'm a nurse.
Okay.
Yes. RN?
Pardon?
RN?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you have ringing in the ear for 6 to 7 years?
Well, actually, Dr. Tong, I hear it in my ears, but it comes from, I can press all above the ears up to my scalp across my forehead, and it's a very high pitch, and when I press there, it raises it to an extremely high pitch.
Mm.
So I've had a lot of dental work. I was wondering if it has to do with my jaw and my bite is off.
How long have you had this problem for?
Oh, like 6 or 7 years, just
okay. Constant.
It has never stopped.
Okay, anything else you have? Do you have any back pain? Do you have how much stress you have? And do you have to get up at night to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, but not abnormally.
Okay. How old are you, if I may ask you?
60.
60, okay.
Oh, you sound really young.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, your problem has to do with the kidney. kidney, you know, when your kidney and the liver, mostly the kidney. And when you press on the forehead and it causes it more problem, that means your blockage is there.
Okay.
First of all, I'm trained, you're trained in Western medicine, so was I, okay?
Yeah.
We have everything all messed up. The cause of any symptom is not within the physical element, not in the body, not in the nerve, not in the bones, not in the tissue. You only feel with your mind. The mind is the wave portion that quantum mechanics reveal. Everything, every physical matter has a particle and wave component. Now, we never study the wave component. It's a wave component that keeps order and also, enliven ourselves. So our body consistently requires energy from this spirit that we have. And whenever we do something wrong in your life, like, for instance, your job, okay, you're very stressful. And stress blocks the channel. So you being the CEO, the invisible living part of you, are not getting into your body. And that's what causes the symptom. And I can prove this very easy. I have so many patients that with disc, pinched nerve, depression, everything. But after one treatment, just injecting a few Novocaine, that clears the antennas of the body.
And the compression is still there.
Yeah, when the mind goes in, you still have the disc, you still have the fracture, you still have the whatever physical thing you can, genetic defects, as a matter of fact. Okay, but symptoms disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with the mind's energy entering the body, which immediately open up circulation. So within your ear itself, okay, you don't have enough kidney energy.
Right. You know, Dr. Tan, I have this urgency all day long.
Right.
That's right. So you got kidney problem, okay?
Exactly.
Now, so the audience out there should listen to this. Because, I never knew Beverly before, but immediately I can know urgency problem
right.
is also the fact that your kidney does not pump enough circulation to the bladder. So your bladder does not give and not resilient enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that a little bit of volume will make it look like that it's already distended.
Exactly.
Okay, you have enough circulation from the kidney energy, okay, then your bladder can distend until 500 cc, like a normal person, okay?
Yeah. Now, 500 is normal?
No, I'm just putting a number.
Oh, okay.
Let's say your kidney is weak and then your bladder is not getting enough circulation. 100 cc, you already feel
like you're
right.
full.
Feel like you're full, then you have to go five times as often.
Absolutely.
Okay? And then if you do not have enough circulation to go through the sphincter, the bladder, then you have incontinence, you have urgency, and all this kind of thing. So you cannot just treat ringing in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to treat Beverly as a whole person.
Ah.
And you cannot just treat Beverly alone. You have to treat the surrounding of Beverly, and listen to my show. I'm going to talk about feng shui. One of the patients that came back did fantastic last year. Last year is supposed to be a bad year for her.
Uh-huh.
And this year is supposed to be a good year for her, and she already feels that she's not doing any better. I say, well, you need to kind of tune up your home every year.
Okay.
So why don't you stay tuned and listen and learn something? And we got Stuart from Utah. So
do you
we
have
don't
our number, Beverly? Our office number, if you'd like to call?
No, I'd like it.
It's 714-556-8664,
uh-huh.
And you can check out our website. All our past radio shows are posted up on the web. You can listen to them. We have an index that will show people with ringing in the ear, kidney, bladder problems.
Great.
And that's drtong.com, drtong.com.
Thank you.
Yes, and we open today for calling for appointments until 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
thanks for calling in, Beverly.
Have a nice weekend.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
So let's put Stuart on the line since I gave him an introduction already.
Hello, Stuart.
Hello, how are you?
Hey,
hi,
Stuart.
Welcome to our show.
Yes.
I'm glad to be here.
And yes, you're from Utah, is that correct?
That is correct.
And what do you do, may we ask?
I'm involved in the distribution of nutritional supplements.
Yes.
Oh, okay. With Rexall?
Unicity.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's very successful with it. And therefore, I mean that means a lot of stress. Anytime you have the whole, governor, monitor, a whole bunch of people, it's stressful. Yeah.
So why don't you give us a little summary on, before you came to see Dr. Tong, how your health was, and then subsequently what happened?
Stuart? Well, I think that I've been in very good health all of my life until just the last couple of months. And over the last few years, I've gone through a heavy amount of stress with my business. And then in the month of December, I had a very very challenging month. I spent a week skiing, you know, hard skiing, and then I immediately drove home and got on a flight to Korea, flew all night, negotiated for two straight days, and then flew straight back, and immediately just got extremely ill. And I was so ill that I'd never felt that way in my life before. I went to see a medical doctor locally and was told that I had sleep deprivation and extreme exhaustion, and that I just needed to take sleeping pills until I felt better.
But you know that, you know that already. You don't need to pay an expert to tell you, you are using, you know, I couldn't sleep, and he says sleep deprivation. I mean, that's just a fancy way of telling you what you told him.
So did you take the sleeping pills?
I did, but after a while, I was taking three a night, and I just felt it was not doing me any good, so I stopped. And then I, after a few weeks more with only very gradual improvement, I went to see an alternative doctor. Mm-hmm. And he diagnosed me with some deficiencies and put me on different things, but I just wasn't making the progress. And
what
finally,
what did he put you on? Were they drugs or natural?
No, it was natural. It was adrenal cortisol extract shot.
Okay.
And anyway, after about 4 weeks of that, I was visiting with a friend of mine who had had a very powerfully positive experience with Dr. Tong 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about Dr. Tong and suggested that I call, which I did. And I went down, I guess it's been about a week and a half ago. I had two treatments, one on Thursday, one on Friday. Felt very good after the Friday treatment. Came back, went home to Utah on Saturday, and then Monday flew back down to California.
Wow.
And had four more treatments, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Saturday. I feel wonderful. I haven't felt this way since this happened to me 2 months ago. So
that is wonderful.
Yes.
The treatments were very, very good, and I think were instrumental, but I think Dr. Tong's advice to me has also been very, very helpful about diet.
And what was his advice to you?
Well, he gave me advice about what to eat and what not to eat,
right,
and gave me specific instructions, and I've been following those instructions, and I think that's been helpful, too. But the treatments were, no question, a big factor in my quick recovery.
Okay. The treatment, I'll explain to you how I get you better, but how about my advice you on your job, on life in general, okay? I used to be guilty like you. Okay, work, and then what are we really trying to achieve? Okay, you know, spend some time with your family, you know, so that, you know, enjoy life. That way, the more happy you are, the more you open the channels. Well, here's what I did for you, okay? A human is a biological battery. Your body have many, many receivers, antennas, that accepts energy from your mind and spirit. When we abuse it, when we did something wrong, mismanage this physical body, then we block off our energy source. So what I did for you is use the most effective way to get back the source. This energy is what monitor and what regulate and control sustain health in your body. The less of your mind's in, the more sick and aging and the more sick you are. Okay? So, you know, like you say, using adrenal cortisone shots, okay, that doesn't do it, because you're not supposed to interfere with the kidney's function. You're supposed to be restore the kidney's function, getting the body back on its own feet, doing its own thing, not interfere from outside. Getting the CEO or steward back in your body. And I want you to tell the audience how depressed you were and how do you feel now.
Oh, it was night and day. I mean, I'd never felt so ill, and so consequently, my attitude had become mm-hmm. very, very down.
And you were fatigued as well?
I was tired, no strength, no energy, mm-hmm. but no zest either. I didn't have any enthusiasm for life, which was very unusual. But it came from not understanding what was happening to me and not having hope that it could be cured.
Yeah, let
but
me tell
obviously,
you.
It's tremendously different now.
Yes. Well, I'm just telling you, okay, there are very few people, I don't know anybody really understand the how the mind and body work like myself, and also can so effectively turn it all the way around. I learned it from getting on my own body, because I've been sick for 12 years. And now I'm really not sick, and I have a lot of energy in the morning, and I get many projects. And one of the projects, I want to write a book to explain all these things. It's very easy to understand. Yeah.
So, Stuart, are you going to continue treatments? It seems like you're coming to California a lot.
Well, he doesn't really need to continue treatment. Maybe once in a while.
I don't think I need to, but if I did, I would certainly be on an airplane real quick.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. What I am going to do is I'm going to completely follow the advice on how to eat and how to live without worry and stress.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Stuart, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is amazing.
My pleasure, and thank you very much.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Stuart on the line. He's from Utah. He was referred to Dr. Tong by James. You can listen to James. He was first on our show about 2.5 years ago, September 30th, show number 4. He had colitis, irritable bowel, and he had much success with Dr. Tong, as Stuart has also. Stuart was very healthy, and he just overworked himself, and he's had 6 treatments with Dr. Tong in the span of 2 weeks, and he has completely recovered. Not only is he not tired anymore, but he has the will to live. He has the happiness and zest for life.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a caller. Should we get to her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. From Buena Park.
Hello?
Hello.
Nadine?
Nadine?
Yes.
Hi, Nadine. Can you turn your radio down? Hello?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit.
So that you don't get an echo, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have it turned down now.
Okay, welcome to our show. Where are you from and what do you do?
You're from Buena Park.
I'm from Buena Park, and I'm retired.
Okay.
And I'm 72 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, about 2 years ago, I had some cysts on my liver, and one finally got, I guess, inflamed and filled with fluid, and I had to have it the fluid removed with a needle in my stomach and all the way up to the liver, and they took the fluid out. But however, my doctor, he's a very good doctor, I like him. But he doesn't want to go in with a needle again, he says, because it's too dangerous. But now the fluid is filling up again, because I can feel the sensation on my right side, how I got it before, and so.
Let me ask you, okay, how long a span before the fluid fills up?
How long what?
How long did it take for you to start feeling it since the last time? How many months?
About 5 months.
Okay.
5 months.
I can help you, okay? Let me tell you, okay? Draining it is not the right thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do, okay? I'll tell you why, okay? Let's say you got a leak from the wall, and then your wall start bulging out. Okay, you can stick a needle in and drain out the fluid, okay? And then when you accumulate, the wall start bulging a little bit, okay? You can drain it. Now, how long are you going to keep on doing it? Okay, let me tell you how you should do it. Get your own system. Do it. Okay, get your own system, do it. Like, for instance, a person can get a cold. And many times, so most people get a cold, do not need to go to a doctor. They heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is get the energy back to the liver to drain it. We had a patient last week, Rod, okay? He had cancer in his liver and keep producing fluid, and then make the abdomen very, very distended and so forth, okay? Well, unfortunately, he has too many cancer cells, and you know, I need to give him like 2 treatments a week. I can still save him, but the medical profession would not let him come to see me. Okay, in spite of what I get rid of the pain, get his appetite better. He has so much pain because his testicle was like a cantaloupe.
Basically, his point is that he can help you because it took 5 months for your cyst to fill up again, right? So that's quite a long time.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah,
okay?
It's not very severe.
And Medicare pays for my treatment. Mm-hmm. So come to see me. Get a few treatments. Right. You'll see the difference.
Nadine, are you on Medicare or any?
Yes, I am. I am on Medicare.
Okay, then
give us a call.
Right, give us a call. Do you have our number?
Is it 1-800-551-38?
No, that's a radio.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's 714.
Okay.
556.
556.
8664.
8664.
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Okay, I certainly do appreciate this because that cyst went one time from 3 centimeters to 5 centimeters.
Mm.
And that's when the pain started hurting real bad when it became 5 centimeters.
Believe me, I can help you. Okay, you go back to my very first show in September of 2000. Nancy have a tumor on her breast, and she had cancer on her cervix, okay? Her cancer and cervix have been gone since I treated, and the tumor in the breast has sunken, okay? Mm-hmm. Tumor are more difficult than the treat than cysts. Cysts are not solid.
Right. So give us a call, okay, Nadine?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get Max on the line. Hello,
Max?
Max?
Yes?
Hi, welcome to our show.
You want to make a comment? You just have a treatment for me.
Max is from Costa Mesa.
Oh, Max is from Costa Mesa.
Max?
Yes?
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm one of Dr. Tong's patients.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
But I've had pemphigus vulgaris for almost 6 years. And I'm still on prednisone, and I've had consultations with the leading MDs in the world, and all they had a recommendation was drug therapy.
So that's all leading physician means, okay? They treat the symptom with toxin that destroy you. So the prednisone is very, very harmful to you. So that's the wrong thing to do. Like I was explaining, if you've been listening to my show, okay? Yeah, the way that I'm treating to you right now, how does your knee feel right now? You just have a treatment. How do you feel? How do your knee feel now? Is the pain better?
I feel better after the treatment in your office, Dr. Tong.
Remember the first time you had the treatment, that's like last year, and you were okay for how long? You had one treatment from me last year.
I felt better for several months.
For several months
after... this time, my next visit, I will come in the on a weekday and have when the acupuncturist is here, and have that done, and have the other treatment done. But what I'm interested in is, you mentioned that you have a cure for pemphigus vulgaris.
Yes, okay. You were not really hearing my message. The cure is in your mind and spirit, and my treatment put the mind and spirit back to the body. Mm-hmm. Okay, the cure, just like the CEO cures all the problem in the corporation, okay, but the CEO was not able to connect to the to the workers from telephone problem and so forth. And in your case, your CEO is your spirit, your mind that we all have all forgotten about, okay? You have mismanaged your body, so the body's not receiving the healing energy and the message and the information and the intelligence. And what I did with my injection and acupuncture, and you also need herbs. Don't keep your money. You cannot bring your money to your coffin and make a coffin so beautiful, okay? Use the money and get back your health, okay? I can help, I can cure pemphigus and get rid of your steroids. No kidding. You cannot just treat the knee. You cannot just pemphigus. You cannot just treat one symptom. You have to treat Max, body, mind, and soul.
So, Max, you're still on the prednisone right now? Max?
Yes, ma'am.
You're still on the prednisone? You're still taking the prednisone?
I'm down to, we're trying to get off the prednisone. Mm-hmm. When it occurred, I had to have 60 milligrams a day. Now I'm down to 14 milligrams every other day.
Well, that's
and
great.
It's going down to 10, trying to get off because the side effects of prednisone are disastrous. It's caused osteoporosis and... mood changes and all kinds of
like symptoms.
Yeah, listen,
serious
Max,
side effects.
Yes.
Okay, Max, I can help you get rid of the prednisone. Okay, you just have to make sure that you come enough time. Then, unfortunately, Medicare limit you 3 times every 2 months, and that's the sick part of our system. Okay.
The herbs will help him, right, Doctor?
Yeah, but Max wants to save his own money. You need to be on herbs.
Yeah, Max, if you're on herbs, that will help. They'll be much better than the prednisone you're taking because you won't get the side effects that the prednisone gives you.
Anyway, we have only 3 minutes left, okay, Max? I'll talk to you more about how if we want to have a more detailed answer, I'll talk to you about how I can get rid of pemphigus for you next time when you see me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will see you when you get off the okay. Hair,
okay.
Doctor, because
okay.
I am in your office right
okay.
now.
Okay, great.
Thanks
okay.
for calling, Max.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Anything we want to talk about
yes.
before we...
I want to talk about a follow-up on Joo Young, the mm-hmm. Korean boy from Korea. Okay. Mm-hmm. He was able to concentrate 3 hours out of five after 5 weeks of treatment in here in the United States. When he first came, he could not read three paragraphs. He was anxious, no depressed, and anger, and obsessive thinking. One thought in his mind would mm-hmm. stay with him all day long. Mm-hmm. That's why he could not read. Okay.
For those of you who didn't listen to the show, Joo Young was on our show number 99, December 7th. And he had obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, and depression. He's 15 years old from Korea.
Yes. And after he went back, we did something to his room. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know this all sound hocus pocus to you. Is this sound hocus pocus to me when I first heard about it 20 years ago? But I have been doing some feng shui all this year, except the last few years I really learned it. Yeah. Anyway, I did something to his room. He is almost 100% better. Mm-hmm. And he emailed to me, and we are putting his emails on the same show so that you can read it.
Right, yeah. Check it out on the radio.
Yeah. One more thing. Last year we did some feng shui for a lady. She had a daughter that was suicidal, and she was also depressed, and I cured both of them. And she had been telling a friend of hers, okay, to come to see me because the friend has a son that's very, very depressed. But the friend procrastinate, and very tragic thing happened. The son ended up killing her friend. And one of these days I'll get Jenna to be on the show to share this story. But anyway, if you're depressed, don't wait. You're mm-hmm. sick, don't wait, okay? And I don't treat everybody, you know, because I don't have the time, but go to somebody who can help.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Join us next Saturday for more remarkable cases on KPLS 1130, KPLS Hot Talk AM 830 at 1130 next Saturday. This is Elaine. Say goodbye and have a great weekend.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.